These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Chris, I'm 45, I'm a supply chain manager originally from North Wales.
I'm Lauren, I'm 34, and I'm a medical student from Southampton.
I'm Tom, I'm 26, and I'm a primary school teacher from Greenwich.
I'm Pauline, I'm 61, I'm a retired information officer from Berwickshire.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you very much.
OK, what do you do for a living?
I'm supply chain manager for a company that make cables. It's not the ones that go on plugs, the ones that go underwater, spaceships, planes, those sort of things.
Wow.
So, yeah, big cables.
That's cool. So what do you get up to in your spare time?
Nothing to do with cables. Quite like travel, ghost hunting, tarot, lots of different things, really. Yeah, I quite like going on ghost hunts. I've done three now.
And?
I've seen levitating tables. The levitating lectern. I'm a bit scared now.
Seriously, a levitating table?
Yeah, it just sort of like was there and then it rose up about sort of half a metre off the floor and was just sort of hovering.
That's peculiar.
Yeah.
Right, now, if you was to win some money today, what would you do with it?
A bit of travel would be nice. I've got friends in Australia, so I'd love to do to Australia. Go and hug a koala.
Hug a koala?
Well, they look quite cute and they're kind of...
Oh, hug a koala?
Like, yeah, not hump one, hug one, yeah.
No, I thought you said hug a koala. I thought it was like a place.
Oh, no.
I'm going to hug a koala, New South Wales. Well, listen, this is a cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000.
Right.
Let's get you off to Australia. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you ready?
Let's have a go.
Good luck. Your time starts now. The Wimbledon Tennis Championships last how many weeks?
Six.
Two. In 2014, Bath Blue was named the world's tastiest variety of what dairy food?
Cheese.
Correct. The Daily Slate was a newspaper in what TV cartoon series?
Flintstones.
Correct. Twelfth Night traditionally marks the end of what festive period?
Pass.
Christmas. What were first used on illegally parked cars in the UK in 1983?
Parking tickets.
Wheel clamps. Who was the last King of England to succeed his father as monarch?
King George.
Edward VIII. Sandy Dombrowski is the original name of a character in what stage musical?
Pass.
Greece. What's the maximum age of a septuagenarian?
70.
79. A Breakaway and Miss Independent were hits for which American Idol winner?
Pass.
Kelly Clarkson. The last day of the Notting Hill Carnival is on what day of the week?
Sunday.
Monday, bank holiday. Launched in 1962, Ariel 1, what country the third to have a satellite in space? Would have been?
Russia? No, they would have been first.
United Kingdom. OK. Chris, £2,000.
That was rubbish.
Well, I've got to be honest, you're a better player than that. You ready?
Mm.
Time to face a chaser, but who will you be playing today? Will it be Jenny Ryan? She's the cunning little vixen who's going to outfox you today. What about the Dark Destroyer, though, Sean Wallace? He doesn't get a haircut, he gets a pedicure. Perhaps it could be the governess, though, Anne Hegarty. Home is where the heart is, but hers is actually in a freezer in the British Museum. Could it be the Sinner Man, though, Paul Sinner? Fast and deadly, he's like a ninja quizzer. Or could it be the Beast, Mark Labette? You should walk a mile in his shoes. You literally can. They're just over a mile long. Look at him. What a misery guts. Who do you fancy taking on?
Maybe not Jenny or Sean, because I look a bit thinner compared to the others.
OK. Fair enough. Time to bring on the chaser. There he is. Sarcasm in his suit. Very, very clever stand-up comedian and doctor. It is the Sinner Man, Paul Sinner.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
The best thing I can say about that performance, Chris, is this show is very popular amongst the koala community, and right now they're breathing a massive sigh of relief.
Let's put your money on the table. There we are, 3 steps ahead of the chaser. £2,000, you can change your starting position now if you wish it. If you want to do so and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you
£200.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
Take a wild guess, Chris.
Ooh, £3,000.
£20,000.
Brilliant. Chris, have a chat with the team. Thank you. Pauline.
What do you think?
Oh, that was tough, Chris, but I think you're better than that. Go for the 2,000, or if you want to risk it, go for the 20,000.
Tom?
I think you're a bit of a fountain of knowledge. I'd go for the top one.
Very good. Lauren?
I think just come back and stick with your 2,000.
OK, let's face the table. Here we go. Chris, we have 200, 2,000, £20,000. What'll it be?
I think we'll stay with the two to start with.
£2,000, yeah?
See where we go.
Fine. It is two, it is.
Fair enough. Good luck. Your team have faith in you, including your son, Tom. Let's see how it goes.
It's never been proved.
Chris, for £2,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. In 2014, which actress celebrated 50 years on Coronation Street? A. Barbara Knox. B. Sally Denever. Or C. Helen Wirth? You've put Helen Wirth.
Never heard of Sally. Barbara could be old enough.
You don't know Sally?
Don't know Sally.
Really?
No.
She plays Sally Webster.
Does she? Ah, right.
No. Correct answer is... it's Barbara Knox, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with Barbara Knox, comes onto the table.
Easily fooled with figures that makeup can take years off you on screen, can't it, Bradley?
Indeed, it can. Here's next question. The word lasagna is derived from the Latin term for what item? A, hot water bottle. B, chamber pot. C, electric blanket.
Really?
You've put chamber pot.
I thought either A or B. Now I'm thinking A.
OK. Correct answer is... it's chamber pot. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Goes also with chamber pot. Here's your next question. What name is given to a Chinese crested dog that isn't hairless but has a coat? A, a fur ball. B, woolly back. Or C, powder puff.
Very old question so far.
Good though. You've put woolly back.
I know. I meant to press A.
Did you?
Yeah.
Correct answer is powder puff.
I got it wrong anyway.
Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right with powder puff. Moves to within one with four from home. Here's your next question. Which of these might a bronchoscope be used to examine? A, liver. B, pancreas. C, trachea. You've put trachea.
Yeah, it sounds like something to do with the chest and the throat area. Yeah. So, not the others.
Correct answer is... of course, it's trachea. Well played. Step closer home. Chaser's put. Yeah, goes also right. Here's your next question. In the title of their 80s hit, where were the German group Alphaville big? A, Berlin. B, Japan. C, Down Under. You've put Japan.
Yeah, pretty certain that's right.
Correct answer is big in Japan, of course. Step close to home, well played. Chaser's put. Goes also right with Japan. Very good.
A couple of hits out. This one was about 1984.
Thank you. Here's next question. In 2014, Jean-Claude Juncker began his tenure as president of which organisation? A, European Commission. B, Olympic Committee. Or C, World Bank. You've put European Commission.
You sound European. That was my only logic.
There's no question about that. He does indeed. Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. We are one from home. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right also with European Commission. Chaser's one behind. Here's the next question. In legend, who is said to have ridden a horse called Ethanoff? A, Dick Turpin. B, Lady Godiva. C, Bonnie Prince Charlie. You've put Lady Godiva.
She definitely had a horse.
You go with Lady Godiva to go through with £2,000. Correct answer is... It is Leyton United. Well played, Chris. Very good. First player up. Well done. A couple of sticky questions at the start, I have to say, but you played well. Chaser.
I had a feeling Chris was going to get back, but he's not a very good guesser on that buzzer, and he's going to need some help from some stronger players in the final chase.
You are through. First player up. Well done, mate. You made it. Good man.
Thank you.
Good man. You're all right. Good. Love them trousers. They're a cool pair of strides. Next to face the chaser, it's Lauren. Welcome to the show, Lauren.
Hello.
From Southampton.
Yep.
So you're a medical student.
Yep.
And how long have you been a student in medical stuff?
I think this is, well, I'm in my fourth year.
Right.
But I had a year out in the middle, so I've been there a while.
OK, what do you get up to in your spare time?
I've got four children.
Oh, goodness. I don't mean that, oh, goodness, oh, that's bad, but you don't get any time.
No, no.
And what are the kids?
They are 10, 9, 2 and 7 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Busy.
Right, if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I would love to take my family on holiday.
Yeah.
Never go. I've not been abroad for years and years.
All right, let's do that. Lauren, I really wish you luck. Good.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. Your time starts now. What's the only river that features on a standard London Underground map?
The Thames.
Correct. Which British star of Dynasty received a damehood in 2015?
Pass.
Joan Collins. The novel The Man in the Iron Mask was originally published in what language?
French.
Correct. What Carly Rae Jepsen hit includes the line, but here's my number?
Call me maybe.
Correct. The alternative therapy Reiki originated in what Asian country?
India.
Japan. Which biblical figure had the golden calf made while Moses was on Mount Sinai?
Pass.
Aaron, his brother. Beamish and Murphy's are famous Irish brands of what type of beer?
Stout.
Correct. What 2015 Sam Taylor Johnson film is based on an E.L. James novel?
50 Shades of Grey.
Correct. Which US sprinter also won four consecutive Olympic long jump titles?
Pass.
Carl Lewis. The Battle of Bloor Heath was a Yorkist victory in what war?
War of the Roses.
Correct. What American sheepskin footwear brand makes the Bailey button boots? UGG. Yes, just in time, Lauren. UGG is correct. Well played. £7,000. Very good.
Yeah, really pleased with that.
Yeah, very good. Are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Lauren.
Hello, Paul.
That was very, very good.
Thank
and Chris
you.
Needed some help. He's now more excited than when he was fooled by that levitating table.
Let's put some money on the table. £7,000, very good. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chase will offer you...
£2,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the centre man, he will offer you...
You're good enough to take this, but I wouldn't blame you if you didn't. £30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Pauline.
£7,000 is really good. If you're feeling confident, go for the higher figure, but £7,000 is a lot to bring back.
Okay. Tom.
I'd stick with the £7,000. I think together as a team, we've got a really good cohort. Don't go for the lower offer. Stick with £7,000.
Thank you. Chris.
I'd go for the £7,000 as well, but just press the right button.
OK.
All right, OK, yeah, no more scary stuff. All right, thank you. £2,000, £7,000, £30,000. Lauren, what'll it be?
I'm going to take the advice of the team and take the £7,000.
Good for you. £7,000 it is, thank you. Chase.
Did you say a really good cohort? This is ITV, mate, not pointless.
Here we go. Lauren, for £7,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which was the first football team to win the Premier League title with a foreign manager? A, Arsenal. B, Chelsea. C, Manchester City. You've put Arsenal.
I think before it actually came up, I thought Arsenal.
Right.
I don't know why, really. Just got instinct.
Correct answer is... It is indeed Arsenal. Well played. Step close to home. Chase has put... OK, Arsenal it is.
97-98, yeah. I think, under Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, indeed. Here's the next question. In 1896, Walter Arnold was the first motorist to be fined for speeding after travelling at how many miles per hour? A, 8. B, 18. C, 28. You've put... 18.
Middle. middle option.
Yeah.
And that sounds quite fast then, maybe. But
correct answer is 8 miles an hour. Staying where you are, chaser has put. Goes right with 8 miles an hour. That's very slow.
Yeah, but it was 1896. He had the option of taking the speed awareness course, but he arrogantly chose not to.
Here's next question. Elvis Costello's cover version of the song She features on the soundtrack of which Julia Roberts film? A, Pretty Woman, B, Notting Hill, C, Erin Brockovich. You've put Notting Hill. Do you know this?
Yeah, I think so.
Correct answer is... film I've never seen, actually, Notting Hill. There you are. Is it good?
Yeah.
Step close to home. Chase has put. Goes also with Notting Hill. Here's next question. A donkey stool is traditionally used by who? A, artists, B, milkmaids, C, donkeys. You've put artists.
Absolutely no idea. Presumably not donkeys, but...
correct answer is... well played, step close to home. Chaser has put... goes right also with artists. Here's the next question. Which country has hosted the Eurovision Song Contest the most times? A, Ireland, B, United Kingdom, C, Sweden. You've put Ireland.
Yeah, I think the country that hosts it is maybe the one that won, and they seem to win a lot.
Yeah, you're right. Correct answer is United Kingdom. What about that? Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Wouldn't have known that. Goes right with the United Kingdom. Very good. All right, Chaser moves to within one. We're two from home. Can't put a too fine a pointer on it. You know what I mean? You need to get these right. Here's your question. Good luck to you. What part of a Roman nose is particularly prominent? A, bridge. B, tip. C, nostrils. We pressed first, so that's good. You've put bridge.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's a strong nose.
Yeah, yeah. Correct answer is no, you're right. You're absolutely right. Gotta be. Well played. Run from home. Chase has put. You'll stick with us. You should do. And does. All right. One away. We'll run from home. It's good. Go through to the final. Chase with 7 grand. Here's your next question. According to the Met Office, the year 2014 was the UK's what? A, driest on record, B, windiest on record, or C, hottest on record? Get ready. All right. You've put driest on record.
Just that is a complete guess. I know it was reasonably hot. And reasonably dry, I don't know.
Correct answer is, I wish you well. Good luck, Ryan. Come on, let's get it right. Hottest on record.
You'll know.
Right. If the chaser has put hottest on record, you're out. One from home at the final hurdle. Chaser has put. Go on, go wrong. Go wrong, go wrong. Come on. Takes us out, one from home. Oh.
With global warming, a lot of years now are the hottest on record.
Right, OK. Ouch, double ouch.
Oh, dear.
But a good player, good player. I'm sorry, I'm so sorry to lose you, I really am. But you have been caught, and for you, the chase is over.
OK, thank
thanks,
you.
Lauren. Bye, thanks, Lauren.
Bye-bye,
darling. Good luck. So, Chris is through with £2,000, but Tom is up after the break. Can he add to it? Find out in a minute. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it's Tom. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you.
What do you get up to in your spare time?
A bit personal.
It is, to be fair.
I spend a lot of time on my settee watching films, TV.
I do a lot of cycling, a lot of running, play a lot of darts, football.
Good.
Usual stuff.
Yeah, yeah, OK, fair enough. What made you want to come on this show? Really?
Yep.
What do you need the money for?
I'm moving to Bangkok in a few months, and I want to get out my overdraft.
Right. What are you going to do in Bangkok?
Oh, I'm a teacher now, so I'm just going to get a job over there.
Oh, good for you. Right, Tom, let's do this. Let's get your overdraft cleared, mate. I wish you luck.
Nice one.
The time starts now. In photos, retina reflection can make people have what colour eyes?
Red.
Correct. Which US president died across the street from Ford's Theatre in Washington?
JFK.
Abraham Lincoln. The title of what song by Madonna is Spanish for the beautiful island?
Pass.
La Isla Bonita. Normally, how often does the Queen give an audience to the Prime Minister?
Four.
Once a week. In 2014, which of the Neville brothers became a Match of the Day pundit?
Gary.
Phil. In Monopoly, how much does it cost to put one house on Mayfair?
It's blue. £4,000.
£200. Vital Statistics is a Gallic chief in what comic books?
Vino.
Asterix. What sugar-free version of Coca-Cola was launched in the UK 2006?
Zero.
Correct. Which actress won her fourth Oscar 48 years after her first?
I'll say anything, Samuel L. Jackson, even though he's male.
No. I'll tell you what, it was close, though. Katharine Hepburn.
Similarities. Yeah.
Well, Tom, £2,000.
Better than one.
Are you ready to face the chaser?
No, but I will.
Good for you. Time to face the Cinnamon.
Hello, Tom.
Paul?
Well, I'm not making any great revelations, but I know it was a little bit disappointing. I don't know who should be more worried, you or Thailand's version of Ofsted. But I've got a feeling you're slightly better than you've shown.
Yeah, I agree. Let's put some money on the table. There you are. £2,000. Step closer to home, we'll get you an offer of...
£500.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£30,000.
Thank you, Tom. Have a chat with the team. Pauline.
£30,000 would raise the total, and you're capable of it. But if you want to play safe, go for the £2,000.
Talking about, I just said Samuel L. Jackson was an actress.
Chris,
there's nothing wrong with £2,000, but £30,000 is nice. But if you're comfortable with two, go with the two.
Yeah, indeed. All right.
Cheers, guys.
So, Tom, we have £500, £2,000, £30,000. What'll it be?
£30,000.
£30,000.
Why not?
Good man. Good man. Love it. £30,000 it is. Chaser.
I had a funny feeling. Not least as £30,000 will get you quite a lot in Bangkok.
Right, are we ready? Tom, for £30,000, the chase is on. Wish you well. Here comes your first question. Which of these battles took place first? A, Waterloo. B, Wounded Knee. C, Worcester. You have put Waterloo.
Yep.
Let's have a look. Correct answer is... It's Worcester, staying where you are. Here he comes. Chaser has put... Yeah, Battle of Worcester. Comes onto the table, moves the one behind. Now, we need six on the bounce. You can do it. It's been done before. You ready?
Yep.
Good luck. Here's your question. Roughly, what percentage of a watermelon is actually water? A, 50%. B, 70%. C, 90%. You've put 90%.
I cycled to Lisbon last year and I was with a friend and I'd never had one before. I remember sitting on a park bench outside a supermarket and I'm pretty sure he gave me that statistic. I think.
Have you any idea how much I hate you at this very moment?
About 90%.
Correct answer is... Correct answer is 90%. Well played. Step close to the home. Chase has put... Goes... What?
Me and the Beast have a specific rule in life. We don't do fruit and veg.
Here's your next question. Judy's Turn to Cry was a sequel to what 1960s hit? A, It's My Party. B, Leader of the Pack. C, Where Did Our Love Go?
You know this, don't you?
You've put It's My Party.
I pressed all three at once and let fate decide.
Do you know something? We've made nearly 1,000 shows. No one's ever done that before.
I'm a maverick.
You are indeed. But I like it. I like what you're doing. Correct answer is... Well played. It's My Party, he's right. Step close home. Chaser has put. He should get this. And does, yeah, moves to within two.
There was a hit again in the 80s with Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin.
Yeah. Here's the next question. Which of these countries was not a former colony of the Netherlands? Was not. A, Indonesia. B, Suriname. C, Namibia. You've put Namibia. Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Namibia is right. Chaser has put. Goes right with Namibia. Here's next question. In what civilization was Amun, the king of the gods? A, Aztec. B, Egyptian. C, Celtic. You've put Egyptian.
It's definitely Aztecs, cos I've taught the Aztecs twice, so I know the Aztecs inside out. Not too sure about Celtic. Went for Egyptian.
Correct answer is... Well played, step closer to home, and it sounded Egyptian as well, didn't it? Do you know what I mean? Amun.
I know what you mean.
You know, as in Tutankhamun.
Just after Tutankhamun.
It is. Chaser has put. Does he stay within two? Yes, he does. Here we go. Here's the next question. In 2014, YouTube upgraded its view counter when which music video exceeded its maximum number of views? A, Gangnam Style. B, Wrecking Ball. C, Single Ladies. You've put Gangnam Style.
Being a primary school teacher, I see kids... Well, I saw last year kids dancing to that every single day.
Correct answer is... Wow, Gangnam Style is right. Step close home, well played. Chaser has put. Yeah, moves to within two. You've got two chances of getting through with £30,000. Tom, you've been brave. I'll give you that. Here's your question. Good luck. In what sport can you choose either a beaver tail or bent shaft? A, canoeing. B, 10-pin bowling. C, beach volleyball. You've put canoeing. Beaver tail.
I'm guessing, yeah.
More purchase through the water. Bent shaft.
It's got to be.
Right, here we go. Canoeing, I wish you well. You ready?
Thanks. Yes.
Good luck. To go through with 30 grand, correct answer is... Well played. Very good. Great.
Don't do this very often.
Thank you.
Very, very well done, Tom. That took a lot of guts and it paid off, so well done.
Yeah, well done to you, Tom. I'm thrilled for you, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Well done. Brilliant.
Wow.
Brilliant. How about that?
Fantastic.
Nice one. Great.
No
worries. Great.
Thanks.
All right, £32,000 in the prize fund. Is Pauline going to add to it or will she take away? Find out in a minute. Last up, it's Pauline. Welcome to the show, Pauline.
Yeah.
From Berwickshire.
Yes.
All right, now, what is it you do for a living?
I took early retirement. I was an information officer, a childcare information officer.
OK, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, we want to go back to Australia, but we want to turn it into a round-the-world ticket this time so that we've got all the time in the world to go and see all the other places. So.
Let's do it. I wish you luck. The time starts Now, thank you, Lord Sugar is commonly heard on what reality TV show?
The Apprentice.
Correct. Oreo biscuits consist of two black discs with what colour filling?
White.
Correct. What London airport officially opened in 1946?
Stansted.
Heathrow. The country of birth of conjoined twins Chang and Eng gave rise to what term?
Siamese twins.
Correct. What was the original price of a national lottery ticket in 1994?
£1.
Correct. Liam Neeson and Hugh Jackman have both played which Frenchman in films?
Jacques Cousteau.
Jean Valjean. In 1764, St Andrews cut its 22-hole golf round to how many?
18.
Correct. Haymitch Abernathy is a character in what Suzanne Collins book trilogy?
Pass.
The Hunger Games. BDI and High Flying Birds were groups formed after what band broke up?
Pass.
Oasis. Africa's largest crocodile species is named after what river? Bad luck would have been the Nile. However, Pauline, £5,000. Very, very good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Happy?
Yes, yes.
Big decisions now. Player four. Time to face the chaser.
Hello, Pauline.
Hello.
I'm sure you know that most Round the World tours these days have a stop off in Bangkok, where you can meet Tom for a celebratory drink. Just how warm that celebration is going to rather depend on what you do next.
Oh, yes. Indeed. Let's put some money on the table. Now, £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
Minus £11,000.
However, if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
By contrast, this is rather generous. £43,000.
Have a chat with us.
OK.
Tom.
If you went for the lowest offer, that leaves 21 grand left, which is 7 grand each, which I'd be ecstatic with. He's just taking the mick, though, isn't he? I'd stick with five.
Chris?
You're capable of doing the middle one easily, but if it get you back here, the minus 11, go for that one, if that's what you want to do.
OK, thank you. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Now then, minus 11, 543.
I can't do minus 11. I'll take 5,000.
Taking the five?
Yeah.
OK, five it is. Chaser.
What you've just done is done the decent thing, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Are you ready?
Yes.
Pauline, everyone's behind you. Here we go. For five grand, the chase is on. Good luck, Pauline. Seriously, good luck. Here comes your first question. Directors, they're always biting the hand that lays the golden egg, is a quotation attributed to which film producer? A, Sam Goldwyn, B, Daryl Sanuck, or C, Jerry Bruckheimer? You've put... Sam Goldwyn.
It's the only one that I know of, really.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. OK, goes to Sam Goldwyn.
Bradley's just given me a knowing look. And that knowing look is, you're getting really annoyed by all these guesses, aren't you, Paul? Yes, is the answer to your knowing look.
Here's your next question. What is the name of the teenage protagonist in the book How to Train Your Dragon? A, Hiccup. B, Sneeze. C, Cough. Don't think the chaser knows this. Let's get lucky again. You've put... Sneeze.
I have seen the film, but I can't remember.
Correct answer is... It's Hiccup. Staying where you are, chaser has put... Yeah, goes right with Hiccup. Here's the next question. What is the opening song of the musical Hairspray? A, Good Morning Baltimore. B, Hello New York. C, Greetings from LA. You've put Good Morning Baltimore. Have you ever seen it?
No.
Have you seen the film?
No.
Correct answer is... Well played. Baltimore is correct. Step closer home. Chaser has put.
You're having a whale of a time.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, good, it's good. All right, here we go. Here's your question. Ooh, hello. Game could open up here. What is the cooking ingredient corn flour made from? A, wheat. B, barley. C, maize. You've put maize. Happy with that?
Yes.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Maize is right. Chase has put. Sticks with us. Two behind or two from home. Good. Good match. Here's your question. Good luck. Getting tense now. In 1978, who became the first female presenter of News at 10? A, Sue Lawley. B, Anna Ford. C, Angela Rippon. You've put Anna Ford. Remember that? Correct answer is... Great. Well played. Step close home. Chase has put. He'll get this. Or should do, at least. And does. Stays within two. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Two chances. Here's your question. Come on, Pauline. In the Oxford English Dictionary, rounce, robble, hobble is defined as the sound of what? A, thunder. B, waves crashing. C, trapped wind. You've put, he's guessed, we've put waves crashing.
I guessed.
You guessed?
But it sounds the most likely answer.
You've put waves crashing. To go through with $5,000, correct answer is... Thunder is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put. Here he comes. I think he'll get this, actually. I think he will. And does. Moves to within one. Right, here we go. Good luck. Here's your question, Pauline. Former JLS singer Marvin Humes married which member of the Saturdays at Blenheim Palace? A, Frankie Bridge. B, Rochelle Wiseman. C, Molly King. You have put Rochelle Wiseman. Is that a guess?
An educated guess. It was the only... I knew that he'd married someone and that name was somewhere there in the back of my mind.
You've put Rochelle Wiseman to go through with $5,000. Correct answer is... Well played, Pauline. Well played.
I didn't manage to take any advantage at all because this team have guessed like demons. They really have.
Well, Pauline, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're through to the final chase and
Thank
we
you.
Have £37,000. And well done for not taking the minus 11, by the way. Seriously, well done.
You're using me.
£37,000 in the prize fund. Please don't go away. Are they going home with £12,333 each? I hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Pauline, Tom and Chris have made it through to the final chase. There's £37,000 in the prize fund. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase. Set A or set B, and the team have selected set...
B.
Set B. OK. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the chaser, and there it is. That's a big advantage. Make that pay. Good luck to you. Your time starts now. Denim is usually used to make what trousers?
Chris.
Jeans.
Correct. Octophobia is the fear of what number?
Tom.
Eight.
Correct. Dr. René Belloc is a villain in what Indiana Jones film?
Tom.
Crystal Skull.
Raiders of the Lost Ark. Which Israeli statesman was born David Grun in 1886?
Tom.
Pass.
David Ben-Gurion. What part of the marjoram plant is used in cooking?
Pauline.
Leaves.
Correct. The parietal lobe is found in what organ?
Tom.
Lungs.
Brain. In legend, Robin Hood swore allegiance to which king of England?
Pauline.
John.
Richard the First. What's the most northerly state capital of the USA?
Tom.
Arizona.
Juno. Colin Jackson mainly commentates on what sport on television?
Paulie.
Athletics.
Correct. What Irish boy band's first seven singles were number ones?
Chris.
Westlife.
Correct. Astatine belongs to what group of the periodic table?
Tom.
Pass.
Halogens. Muharram is the first month in the calendar of what religion?
Paulie.
Hindu.
Islam. In 2014, Donna Windsor was killed off on what TV soap?
Paulie.
Pass.
Emmerdale. A mosquito has how many legs?
Tom.
Eight.
Six. Zurga and Nadia are the title characters of what Bizet opera?
Pauline.
Carmen.
The Pearl Fishers. Potterphile loves what book series?
Chris.
Harry Potter.
Correct. What does the Q in an IQ test stand for?
Chris.
Quotient.
Correct. In 2014, which golf club voted to accept female members?
Pauline.
St Andrews.
Correct. The flowers of a primrose are usually what colour?
Pauline.
Yellow.
Correct. Which actress played Darby Shaw in the film The Pelican Brief?
Chris.
Julia Roberts.
Correct. What resolutions are made on the 1st of January?
Pauline.
New Year's.
Correct. In what year did Buzz Aldrin walk on the moon?
Tom.
1965.
1969. Live. OK. Pushbacks. Right?
Definitely.
All right, we're not out of it. Let's do it. Time to bring back the chaser.
Excellent finish. Well done. I didn't think you were going to get to 14. Other than that, I'll have more to say at the end of the game.
Let's do that. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. Bunny is a child's name for what animal?
Rabbit.
Correct. What fruit is the piña in a piña colada cocktail?
Pineapple.
Correct. In EastEnders, what is Cat Slater's married name?
Oh, blimey. Mitchell.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Moon.
She married
Alpha Moon,
didn't she? I have no idea.
Yeah.
So Moons.
Yeah.
We'll go for Moon. It's correct. Cat Moon. We push the chaser back. 13 now required to catch the team. Your time starts again now. What country has land borders with Botswana and Mozambique?
South Africa.
Correct. Jungle and forest are shades of what colour?
Green.
Correct. Who did Henry VII succeed as King of England?
Richard III.
Correct. What other name for football comes from the word association?
Soccer.
Correct. What surname links the authors of Chocolat and Hannibal?
Harris.
Correct. Clavius is one of the largest craters of what celestial body?
The moon.
Correct. Who had an 80s hit with I Want Your Sex?
George Michael.
Correct. Number 5, 1948, is a painting by which abstract expressionist?
Jackson Pollock.
Correct. In total, how many days are there in May and June?
61.
Correct. Brutus and Calpurnia are characters in what Carry On film?
Carry On Cleo.
Correct. What type of creature is a water ouzel?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Water ouzel.
I would go for fish.
Yeah. We'll say a fish.
Is wrong. Correct answer is bird. Okay, here we go. Three to catch. Your time starts again now. Which male soloist joined the Ballet Russe in 1909?
Nijinsky.
Correct. On a French school timetable, what subject is anglais?
English.
Correct. Lord Palmerston served which queen as prime minister?
Victoria.
Correct. Two opportunities to push back, only one executed. Caught with 37 seconds remaining. Not a big enough target, unfortunately, guys. That's the way it goes. Hope you've enjoyed your day with us, though.
Yeah, definitely.
I have to take away the £37,000 and tell you that Pauline, Tom and Chris, you have been caught and view the chase is finally over. Thank you. Chaser.
To take it to £37,000and put up a challenging total was a real credit to the way you guys played, and I congratulate you for that, especially Tom, the courageous one. And good luck to you all.
Indeed, good luck to you all. However, the team get taken out by the Cineman with 37 seconds remaining and they go home empty-handed. Could you take money from a chaser? Well, then please, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye.
Potato.